Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Youth Station.
Yes.
And I have with me Asma. I'm Zainab. Asma, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, and this is Asma. You're hearing us from IRIB English Radio, and we're very happy to be here with you once more.
Yeah.
It's a privilege.
Same here, and it's a privilege to be with you, Asma, always.
It's always so nice to be here with you.
Same here. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Well, what are we going to discuss today?
Again, I guess expectations. Yeah.
Yes, again, the following session of expectations.
So, Asma, we did expectations of parents.
Just to recap the previous session.
Obviously, I wanted you
to
do that.
The previous episode, we talked about the expectations of parents from their children. We said that they have some expectations which are fair enough. They expect you to be kind, to return all the goodness they've done to you, and also to help them at the age when they are unable to do things, to stand on their foot. You have to be their foot.
And they expect you to keep your phones aside.
Yes.
Not to be indulged in your social media apps.
Now,
To give them some time. Mm-hmm. To spend with them.
Now, since Youth Station is very fair to the youth, we are going to look at the other side of the story. What children expect from their parents.
Wow. We discuss about the parents'
expectations. I think what children expect is way more than what parents would expect.
True. So what do you say, Asma? Let you start this time.
Actually, just to open up the story, I would say children would expect their parent to treat them well. Yes. That's human right.
Well, I think they'll expect them to be... Not compare them with the neighbors.
Yes, not compare them with other children.
Exactly, with your neighbors, with your relatives.
Accept them as they are.
Accept them the way they are. I mean...
And after all, they are whatever you have nurtured them to be.
Yeah, like if you're expecting average student to get average grades, average student should get average grades. Mm-hmm. But once your student is getting average grades... You think his intellectual level is always average. No. I think here parents are making a mistake. They should think, where was the fault? Why my child got average grades? Was he not interested? Did he not understand the chapter? Actually,
maybe he was sick.
Maybe she was not interested in that topic.
Maybe
she was suffering from some mental issue.
Exactly. Maybe she's going in a phase that she's not telling you.
Yeah. Maybe she was depressed. So... Besides looking at these problems, I think my student got average grades, and since his, therefore, the result is that, which concludes, my student is average, intellectual. He's not intellectual enough. Mm-hmm. While most of the times the story is other side. What do you think, what are the other expectations as well?
Well, I would say some parents push their children, their kids... So unconsciously it happens. They push their kids into the wrong direction by forcing them to choose a specific major, for example, marry a wrong person.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, things like this, they happen a lot. We see of these examples a lot around us. And specifically about girls, sometimes they force them to marry the wrong person. And then that poor girl has to suffer her entire life.
Entire life. Mm-hmm. I know things. I have known things.
Yes, we see a lot. You know, we hear stories a lot.
We hear stories. We know stories. We see girls suffering.
And also provide them a respectful life.
It is true that parents have good experiences. And on the basis of the experiences, they try to tell you the decisions. They try to tell you that, I think this is the right choice. This is the right thing, this is the right thing to do. But here, I think the parents, where they fail is to see the interest of the children.
Exactly.
To see the interest. I mean, I luckily got married to a very good person, but when my parents did, I hope they're not listening. Well, was that once the family of the guy came to our home, without just like, they got so excited with them, like, okay, the guy is studying Hausas, he's Islamic and all, alhamdulillah. So from my end to our end, it's 90%, okay, now we have to ask girl as well. And I was looking at them so angrily.
90% is okay, how come?
Okay. How can I say 10%? Okay, how, like my portion is 10%.
Yeah.
Your portion should be 10%. I should be the 90% decision maker. But luckily, alhamdulillah, a guy came up to be a very nice person. But I was lucky enough.
So
I think
you were
I
lucky,
told
but
my
there are
to my
people
parents.
Who are not lucky.
Even if you're 100% excited, if you 100% want to give your daughter to them, just tell them, we'll think about it.
Exactly.
Don't give your percentage. The
give
moment you're
space.
Giving your percentage, you are kind of, you know, your daughter is getting involved. She's getting under pressure. Oh, my God. If I say no, the other family will think that
and
girl
she,
had some affair
she
somewhere.
Might, she might most probably think that her... Her point of view is not important.
Not important at all.
Everything is done.
And then, you know, the interesting thing my parents were talking over here was that since the decision of our daughter is extremely important, so we need to even ask her because this is her life. This is, and I was wondering, how do you call 90%?
How about the 90%?
Yeah.
What happened with the 90%?
But that was out of excitement. Yes. I know my parents well. They have been very good friends. The best part of my father was that I was in class 9. I was 14 years old or 15 years old, and my father came to me. He told me, forget that I'm your father. I'm your best friend. So whatever you like, whatever you want, whatever you cannot share, please share it with me. I'm your friend. So he broke that gap, you know, of parent-child relationship. But yes, there are expectations that now a kid will come and share everything
with me. Well, Zainab, let's go to another part, which is providing children or the kids with enough of facilities for education. You know that even now in this modern society, in this modern age, there are some kids who are undereducated.
Yeah.
And this is very sad in an age where people have to have some degrees in order to follow their life or interest. There are some kids, some people that when they grow, they do not have anything to say in society.
You got me across so many stories. I don't know what to start with.
Yes, I told you. A lot of people are suffering from this issue.
Children, we are discussing what children expect from their parents.
Yes. Just for the people who joined us, we are talking about the youth expectations from their parents.
Youth, what children expect from their parents, especially the youth. So I remember a lot of stories around us. I remember a lot of stories of our relatives. I remember a lot of other stories which were like, you know, especially these neighbors' kids. Oh, hell with them.
You know, about boys, that maybe the family is having some monetary problems. Then the boy has to go to work, has to go for a job at an age where he's very little and young. You know,
child
at
labor.
An age of 10, he's going to work.
He's going,
and
for
he's
child
going
labor,
to
yeah.
be the money maker.
Yeah.
And then for girls, they have to stop studying and stop their education while they are so clever.
I'm getting your point. I'm getting your point. We had this thing in our area, in our
yes,
region.
Yes, yes.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We had the problem that to clarify your 10th class or 12th mm-hmm. class, especially when you had medical studies, you could not go on without a teacher. You could not go on without a private tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And this private tuition was so expensive.
Yes.
That had become a business those days. And that was so, so expensive. So the people who
and
went
And then
for,
that poor person who doesn't, who cannot afford,
yeah, yeah.
then has to stop studying.
Even if they are intelligent enough.
Intelligent enough. And they
because
could
they,
accomplish
they get this
so
depression.
Much.
Now I don't have money and I cannot go for a private tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, my parents are expecting a hell lot of things out of me.
Yes.
That's the worst part of the story.
And
you know, that's
society.
The worst part of the story that your parents know you do not went to private tuition. And
mm-hmm.
my neighbor's child went to private tuition. And once your neighbor's child comes up with a doctor, a lawyer, or I don't know, some officer, and you're telling your kid, see how he became a good doctor.
Okay, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's expensive. That's
no, no,
why
no.
he's
I
not
mean,
a
I have seen this. The kids, they expect their parents to tell you, I'm sorry I could not spend for you.
Yes.
Had I spent for you, you had been the doctor.
You could have been better.
You could have been doctor, or
yes.
you could have been better than that
yes,
person
exactly.
and this person. But reverse is happening in the societies today.
Mm-hmm.
A reverse I have seen happening. The families tell their kids that, see, that person who is not worth of your intellect, he became a doctor and you're nothing.
This is very wrong.
You're nothing.
This is
the worst expectation of parents from
mm-hmm.
the kids.
Yes.
And especially your parents are interested in some particular field. Maybe they are interested in law, but
exactly.
you're interested in medicine.
So as
they
we
want you
said,
to do law.
Providing educational facilities is very important.
Yeah.
That's in parents' hand to do that
your
for their
job
children.
Job as a parent is to provide facilities, not to decide their stream.
Yes, exactly.
Not to decide the stream. Let them decide.
And if we want to go, the list is growing.
Growing,
we could add
yeah,
to
yeah.
this list
on
more
and
more,
on.
But this is all the time we had just to go for a gist of
yeah.
it.
And I think we must not miss
mm-hmm.
out. The important part that as students expect from the parents is understanding them.
Exactly. This is very important, having the same language to understand each
other.
To
give them space as
well. Islam says that parents should pick a good name for their children.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to provide them with facilities.
And they'll be asked tomorrow.
Yes, and tomorrow they will be asked.
About their blessings. A son mm-hmm. is called a blessing
yes.
and a daughter is called
yes.
The rahmat, the mercy. On parents, so they'll be asked about these
so
things.
Thank you, Zainab.
Thank
it was
you,
such an awesome time being here with you.
Yeah,
we
I don't want to end with you whenever I'm sitting with you. I
yes.
want to discuss for the whole day.
We could go like this until night, but
yeah.
time is flying. Thank you for listening. You were listening to Youth Station. This was IRIB English Radio.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh.
I am what I am. Because you made, I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness. strength in my weakness and my